This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, what we've seen over the past couple of election cycles since the fall of Roe v. Wade are ballot initiatives that have made their way to very red states. And we've seen over the course of the last 2 years now, these ballot initiatives to enshrine abortion pass. We've seen them really rally people to the polls. And the fact is that there are so many issues right now that we are all reeling from and dealing with that there isn't, I don't think, one issue that is going to get people to the polls. However, I do think that abortion, reproductive freedom, the attacks on IVF, and up next, birth control, are going to be those issues that really get women, regardless of their party, to recognize that Republicans, right, don't give a fuck about women as people. They see us as incubators, period, to be controlled, right, for the whole desire of production. And that production, really, what they are looking at is to produce more white babies, which links up and tracks with their desire for a Christo-fascist nation. Insert Kitchen Katie, right? And this desire for this soft-looking, soft-spoken, creepy-ass white woman sitting in her kitchen just waiting for her man to come home with multiple kids hanging off of her hips, and that's her pride and joy. Nothing in her head because there are no books on the shelves, and soon maybe they won't even allow women to go to school anymore, right? This is the future that Republicans want, and they're telling us. You know, Hillary Clinton did late night television a couple of weeks ago, and she was just like, I don't see where the decision is that people have to make. Republicans are telling you exactly what it is that they are going to do, how they are going to do it, and when they are going to do it. So it shouldn't be a fucking surprise. So for folks that think like, oh, well, we made it through, you know, the first 4 years. Well, that was as if saying, in the first Jurassic Park, which they did, let us test the fences, see how well this works. Oh, the dinosaurs figured it out, and so they can break out and do more damage? That's what the Republicans are going to do in 2025 if, in fact, they get inside of the White House. So everyone needs to pay attention, not just to the ballot initiatives, but to everything that is being said and done, because there is no quiet part anymore. So coming up next, folks, my conversation with a returning guest, Chris Melody Fields Figueredo from BISC, she is the executive director of the Ballot Initiative Strategy Center. And we get into it with regard to where we are with these ballot initiatives, what she is doing to get out the vote, and more. Folks, I am very happy to welcome back to Woke AF Daily Chris Melody Fields Figueredo, who leads Ballot Initiative Strategy Center as their executive director. And Ballot Initiative Strategy Center does exactly what it is that the name says. Creates strategies around ballot initiatives that can have incredible consequences on our lives. And I think that, Chris, you know, the last time that I had you on, I think that we talked about the number of abortion ballot initiatives that were on. I think that when we have seen abortion be on the ballot, we have won in surprising places like, you know, Kansas, like Ohio. So I think that that is a good thing. However, I think that we have seen a lot of sneaky business by Republicans with regard to putting up ballot initiatives that are slowly but surely taking away people's rights. So I want to give you just an opportunity to give us a 50,000 foot view on what you are working on, what your organization is working on, and kind of the trends that you have been seeing with ballot initiatives.
Thank you so much for having me. And it's a good place to start to from a place of like success, right? Like we are being successful. We are winning on reproductive rights and freedom issues on the ballot. And we've also been winning on raising the minimum wage and paid leave and redistricting and all these issues that people care about that want to see direct action. And have been taking that power into their own hands to address. And what we've seen over the last couple of years because of that success, but really has been shown in the last, you know, year and a half, you know, if you care about abortion rights, you got to care about democracy, and you have to care about defending direct democracy, because what we are seeing in state legislatures across the country is either is an undermining of the will of the people, where voters, regardless of party affiliation, and I think that's really something important to remember in states like Kansas, like Ohio, like Kentucky, like Missouri, like in many of the states that are moving towards collecting signatures to put abortion on the ballot this year in 2024, states like Arizona and Florida, right? Montana. Is we're winning across party lines on this on these issues. And now what we are seeing is a disconnect by the people who are supposed to represent us in government,
yeah,
undermining and not listening to the people, and either refusing to implement voter-approved initiatives or trying to prevent, trying to put those barriers that you mentioned to the citizen-led process to give us the power and the agency to bring these issues before the ballot. And one of the things that, you know, we did at the top of the year, because, you know, we've seen this and we are working, you know, collaboratively with our partners in so many states is try to see what public opinion is. Like try to understand where the voters are, the communities are on these issues. And what we saw through our research, which is so connected to what we're seeing on these issues, is that regardless of party affiliation, voters overwhelmingly oppose state legislatures limiting the citizen-initiated process. And they believe that ballot measures work, that they trust themselves, and they want to have a direct say on the issues that matter most to their day-to-day lives. Like you said, right? These issues have consequences.
Yep.
It will impact on who we love, how we, if we have bodily autonomy, if we have wages, right? You know, these people are acutely aware that there are some things that are not working right now in their lives, and they want answers to it. And so, you know, I think this is what's so important, and you know, what our research showed that, like, you know, 92% of the voters that we surveyed agree that the ballot initiative process is important. It's an important way for citizens to pass the policies that they care about. And they want legislators to respect the will of the people. 93% of voters agree that legislators have an obligation to carry out the will of the people.
I wonder here, though, right, because you mentioned it, that what we are seeing, too, is that when our issues are brought before the voting public in the framing of a ballot initiative, the issues win. And I think that I have an idea of why I think that they win, right? And I'd like to hear from you before I talk about the initiatives that then are created to not allow people to put things on ballot, like the hurdles that are put in place to discourage people from being able to organize to bring ballot initiatives forward. But I almost think that they work, Chris, because it's one thing that people are very clear on, right? As opposed to a presidential election or, you know, a midterm election or what have you, where I'm voting on a person and I'm going to assume that that person is going to do what it is that they say that they're going to do, but then they get into office and they do something completely different, right? So I'm rolling the dice on this person. But however, when I see a ballot initiative that either says we're for raising the minimum wage or we're not, we're for abortion or we're not, it's very clear to the voter what it is that they are voting on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know, you and I know very much, coming from being a Black woman and a Latina immigrant woman, like, we bet on us and we bet on our people.
Yep.
And that has been, I think, what we've seen, especially in the last decade, of where we haven't seen action in representative government, right? And there's a million reasons why. Gerrymandering, the voting laws, right? And people are to what you just outlined, people are not seeing the action. Like, people understand when they don't have enough money in the bank and they can't go buy groceries or, you know, send their kid to college, they understand that very acutely in their lives. And so for them, it's a no-brainer to raise the minimum wage. Or for, you know, communities that are low income who don't have access to healthcare, it's a no-brainer for them to have Medicaid expansion, because they literally need healthcare. They need to be able to go to the doctor. They need to be able to get that surgery. They need to be able to get that prescription drug to live their lives. And so I actually don't think that there is apathy right now in people. I think what is happening and why we're seeing so much excitement around these ballot measures and these issues is people are saying, I get that. I want that. I want a bodily autonomy. I want to have reproductive rights. I mean, the stories that are coming out of Louisiana right now on their abortion ban.
Wild.
Wild. Women forced to have cesareans, which was incredibly dangerous, right? People understand that. And I think that is, people want to see that action, and they're being drawn so heavily towards these issues on the ballot, regardless of party affiliation. And there's this disconnect again to the people who are supposed to represent us in government and deliver for us. And so I don't think it's apathy. It's that something about the system is not working, or maybe it is working as it was designed. And they're wanting to see different type of results. And they're saying, well, if you have the power and you're not making these decisions and these choices and taking this action, well, then I'm going to take that power into my hands. And I think that's why we are where we are. It's so, like, more multi-layered and multifaceted to that. But I think ultimately people actually understand the deep impact and what is happening in their communities. And they are so frustrated that things have not changed.
Yeah.
And so they're going to do it for themselves.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I believe that ballot initiatives are also empowering, right? Like, I'm going to take this on for myself, right? Like, I hired, right, these legislatures to do what it is that I hoped that they would do because I thought that our values were aligned, but I'm going to take this on for myself. So I do think that there is a sense of empowerment that does happen. Talk to us about the obstacles that are being created to ballot initiatives that because they have been so successful that we're seeing opposition or, you know, different things that are put in place to deter people from being able to take a ballot initiative to the voting booths.
So it's happening in a couple of ways. One, through state legislatures. So play in states like in Missouri, who literally for probably now is the sixth legislative session, have been fighting back in their state legislature a myriad of bills that would make it harder for citizens to have the citizen-led process, right? Anywhere from raising the threshold above 50%, like 60%, 64%, 65%, to pass a ballot measure. Very strict requirements on who and how signatures can be gathered. You know, the bill that's been going through Missouri right now, if you don't have a certain amount from every congressional district with the vote, then all of it's null and void. We know that that's not how it works in politics, depending on like the population
right.
and turnout. And we just know that that's not how people are elected, right? Name a candidate that often wins every single county or every congressional district. We're talking about like U.S. Senate or president, mm-hmm. right? Like that's just not the reality. And so we're seeing these like very distinct, very deliberate efforts to undermine the will of the people by preventing these issues from getting onto the ballot at all, or how the sort of scrutiny in which they have to actually win at the ballot. And this really came to a head, and I think was so apparent to folks in Ohio last year when they were trying to move forward reproductive rights ballot measure. The state legislature in committee hearing said, nah, I don't want that to happen. And created a special election, which, for the record, they voted to not do anymore. And created a special election to change the initiative process in that state. We know special elections, primary elections are usually not as many people turn out for those elections, right? 3 million people turned out in that August special election in Ohio to say no. We want to protect majority rule in this state. We want it one person, one vote, right? We want to protect that. And then they turned around and they defeated that initiative. And then they turned around 3.3 million in a year. In odd year elections, usually 1 million people turned out in an Ohio election. 3.3 million turned out to vote for reproductive freedom and legalization of marijuana. So you're seeing those obstacles, very deliberate and initiated by these issues. And then Ohio, and we're seeing this happen, you know, we're seeing it happen right now in Florida or Nevada. You're seeing these legal challenges. The courts play a really big role in what makes it to the ballot. You know, so that was a huge impact around the ballot language that ended up, the ballot summary ended up being very confusing to voters. And the groups on the ground had to do a ton of work to address the disinformation and the confusion around that. We're seeing that, like, we're waiting whether the ballot measure and the abortion ballot measure will be on the ballot in Florida this year. You know, the courts are playing a huge role of, you know, kicking issues off the ballot. And then, you know, once we win, then we have state legislatures that are refusing to do implementation. So we're seeing it at every level of government, at every part of the interaction of our democracy, whether it's courts, whether it's state legislatures, right? Or actually, you know, the act of voting itself, we're seeing these efforts to undermine the will of the people.
I mean, it's just extraordinary, right? And I think that what makes this time so extraordinary is that it's everywhere, right? Like, it's everywhere on every issue Republicans are coming for, right? And they are winning. And I wonder, like, we are winning, right? Like, by tooth and nail. And then they make another maneuver, right? And then they make another maneuver. And so it becomes more work, exhausting, more pivots, more education on the ground. And I'm wondering if you think that the people, the voters, are beginning to recognize that it isn't just enough for us to turn out for these ballot initiatives, but we have to get rid of these people, right? Like, we have to get rid of these people and we have to get rid of this party because they are an enemy of rights, of freedom, and of progress.
Yeah, I mean, there was a Pew study last fall that, you know, that was like on the health of our democracy, and like only 4% of U.S. adults say that the political system is working extremely well. Right? Like that's not a great number. And so I do think people, it's to why I, you know, I don't think it's, we need to frame this as an apathy. It's that actually people are very acutely aware that the system is not working, that I think maybe it was designed in that way, or there are people who are actively denying elections and creating these efforts to undermine the will of the people. And so, you know, for me, voting is the starting point, not the finish line.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And I think people, especially right now, see that it part of their job, right, is to not just vote on election day, but I have to be engaged through the legislative process or my city council or my school board. I have to go to those PTA meetings, right? Like, I think people are acutely aware right now that they have to be active participants.
Yes, yes,
Democracy, which is, to me, has always been my view of democracy. It's us, it's for us, by us, right? And so it's not a pass, you know, I think just voting or voting for a candidate is a passive way of looking at democracy. And for some people, if that's what works for you, that's what works for you. But I think we're living in a time where I think people are aware that that's no longer enough. It is voting for candidates. They have to vote for people that actually are going to do the things that they say they do. Or is it an opportunity, which I think we have right now, is to reimagine what democracy looks like and what does it mean for us to be active, you know, participants in the creation of our lives.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Let me ask you this with just a couple of minutes that we have left, which is, you know, how do you feel about people's understanding of the existential threat that our democracy is under? Do you feel as if folks are being truly educated about where the stakes are in the presidential election in November?
I think it is imperative about us to have a conversation and connect the dots for people, because I don't think it's that simple for folks. You know, most people, I can think about my own, you know, my father is is visually impaired. My mother is trying to do the best to support the both of them right now. They're just living day to day. And so, you know, they're not always aware of all of the things that are happening and exactly what it means. But when I talk to them and have a conversation and connect the dots for them, they're like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. So I think it's imperative for us to just connect the dots and also listen, because I really think that people are telling us right now what they want. They're and any politician should be listening to the people right now, because their message is very, very, very clear that they are unhappy, mm-hmm. and there is an expectation for something to change. And what I don't want to happen, whatever the results are after the November general election, is that we sit back and say, cool, the work is done. Whatever happens, right? That's somebody else's job. It's actually all of our jobs. And we have to do a better job of connecting the dots for folks and listening to them. Muslim people are hurting right now and are sending a very clear message to the administration of, hey, my people are getting killed.
Yeah.
Right? And at the same time, we also are seeing a rise of anti-Semitism too. Like, people are hurting in this country and they're disappointed, and the people who are supposed to do something about it are not doing it. So I think there is a rising awareness, but the more we tell these stories, like the stories coming out this week about Louisiana, like, we have to tell those stories about the real impact of these laws that govern our lives, and we have to do it for folks. Otherwise, they're just gonna go back and yeah.
Yeah. Chris, I can't thank you enough for making the time to join me again on Woke AF. And I hope that we can continue to call on you as we get closer and closer to the election.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think there is such an opportunity for us this year. And people are going to turn out and show up for these issues. And there's some really exciting work happening on the ground. The question I'm always going to ask people to the people in government is, are you listening to us?
Yeah.
Technically, you work for us.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
I appreciate you. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.